in the middle of this crazy world. Heavy with sorrow and grief, oh, what a mess. Like a ship that is sinking to its doom, losing its treasure, and where can a young life turn? On an earth that has traveled to the moon, I still see so much wrong, and I don't need to look far. Time's coming when you won't have any food, and I know for sure that your money, it won't take you very far. Jesus. There's the Protestants and the Catholics, both having themselves a war, and the world looks on and wonders what for. But my Lord brings his message, it's true and so clear. But there's so much confusion, it brings me many times to tears. Ah, the church needs Jesus. It's a sad, sorry sight for the eyes of my Lord to see young people being taken for a ride. It hurts me when I see there's so much going wrong, and yet I, in myself, I can't change many things at all.
Every one of us really does need the Lord, because as Alwyn was saying, we can't make it. We just cannot make it by our own righteousness, because we've got so much to do to try and be holy. And, you know, we've sinned against a holy God. We've broken his laws. And there's not one of us can make that right. But God made it right by sending Jesus Christ to die on a cross for us. He made it possible for you and I to be reconciled to a holy God. We can approach God. It says in the scripture that we can approach him boldly. We can come to him as a son comes to his father because of that sacrifice on the cross. All that God asks us to do is just give up living the way we're living, in ignorance and in sin and in rebellion, to turn from that and to believe with our heart in Jesus. It's more than believing with our head. It's believing with our heart. It's not enough to be intellectually convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We must believe with our heart. So, well, how do I believe with my heart? That's weird. It simply means that you will be what you believe. Your life will be a reflection of what you believe. You will live like you've believed. In other words, if you say you believe, your life your life will be representative of that. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll live like He wants you to live. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ and we don't live like He wants us to live, then you have not believed with your heart. You cannot be saved. And I really encourage you tonight that when the opportunity is given for you to make a commitment to Jesus Christ, turn from your sin, believe in your heart, follow hard after God, pursue Him with all your heart, all your mind and all your soul, and He'll never let you down. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He'll give you the strength to be an overcomer. And He'll give you the strength and the grace to live for Him each and every day. Because it's not long before He will return. We pray, hope, look for, believe that Jesus Christ will return soon. Maybe before we get to do the next concert. Maybe before we get to do the end of this song. I know most of you are ready for that and into it. Ready to fly, you know, you're just into it. Let's go home, you know, let's get out of here. But I also know that some of you are not ready. You're not ready to meet the Lord. And you need to get ready. Because time's running out.